from the KTUO newsroom in Juneau. I'm Jeremy Shea with this news. Juneau's controversial anti-camping ordinance that would empower police officers to crack down on the homeless people sleeping downtown has been postponed until next month. That's following more than 90 minutes of testimony from dozens of residents, including merchants, social workers, and homeless people themselves, who all agreed on one thing: Juneau has a serious homeless problem. But speakers had radically different viewpoints. Greg Capito told the Juneau Assembly that tensions are rising between increasingly desperate people sheltering downtown.
In the last 3 years, downtown Juneau has changed, and ladies and gentlemen, not for the better. There is fear in the eyes of everybody. When you look in somebody's eyes and you see fear, you never forget it.
Lisa Williams says she's homeless, and if the proposed ordinance were passed, she says she doesn't know where she'd go. For her, that's scary.
We have nowhere to go, and we already are homeless. If we had money to pay for something, we would pay for it. But you guys are trying to give us, like, tickets or whatever. But if we're homeless, how are we going to pay for it? We don't have anything. We don't have a home. We're staying in cubbyholes, and everyone's saying they're scared, but we're homeless.
Daryl Miller, owner of a downtown commercial printing business, says she likes the idea of more shelter capacity and an emergency warming station, but he says he's reached the breaking point with people sleeping downtown.
I'm tired of babysitting and cleaning up on a daily basis, so much so that I will be moving my business in the next 3 months from its current location, and one of the main reasons is because of the daily cleanup.
And Everett Johnson says elected officials don't know what it's like to be homeless and challenge them to put themselves in his place. He says for people like him, it's a matter of daily survival.
You want to get us off downtown? Okay, build us another shelter. Don't make it difficult. We're already having a hard time. As I look at each and every one of you, you guys got a bed, a warm place. Not me. Not me. As a matter of fact, I brought my bed with me. And that's my sleeping bag.
The Juneau Assembly closed the public hearing and is scheduled to revisit the ordinance February 13th. The Juneau Assembly reopened the debate over the stalled Juneau Access Project that includes 50 more miles of road up Lynn Canal to a ferry terminal closer to the road system. The road debate has divided the community for decades and faces significant opposition from other southeast cities, including Haines and Skagway. Referring to the state's fiscal crisis, Governor Bill Walker pulled the plug on the $574 million project late last year. An overflowing crowd of pro- and anti-road advocates filled chambers Monday evening and spoke passionately on opposing sides. The resolution was largely symbolic. Previous ballot measures and other polls have shown that the community to be deeply divided on the issue. That's the latest from the KTO newsroom in Juneau.